don't want us to talk about, they just don't have to respond to the request for comment. And then right. she won't run it. Mm-hmm. Also, I've said this to you before, but I want to go on public record.
Right.
Barry Weiss
yes.
is giving Jewish women with brown hair and glasses a very bad name.
Well, that's why you're here, to give it a better name.
Well, thank you.
But yeah, so the obviously people's interest in seeing this was all the more sparked by the unavailability of it.
Streisand effect rears its ugly head again.
Absolutely. We love that Streisand effect. And if you go to the Distributed Denial of Secrets site, DDOSECRETS, that's DDOSecrets.com, the first thing on the list at time of this broadcast is Inside CECOT, and links to downloads and torrents and all that sort of stuff. So you will be able to see this. And yeah, it part of understanding why it's so important to let things like this be seen, I think, involves seeing it. And it is rough. It is not a good watch in any emotional sense, but it is stuff that I believe is important to know.
It's stuff that's incredibly important to know, I think, for many, many reasons, not least of which is the whole series of mistakes, lies, and downright falsehoods that the administration has been perpetrating mm-hmm. that are all shown to be a big load of hooey in this particular segment.
Yeah.
I don't know. When I was growing up, we were a very hardcore 60 Minutes family. We mm-hmm. watched 60 Minutes every week. Mm-hmm. And the idea that the teeth are being taken out of 60 Minutes, my parents always said, you know, 60 Minutes had whatever, three or four segments every week. And we would watch the beginning when they would mention like 10 seconds of what everything was. Mm-hmm. And then my parents would look at each other and say, okay, what's the up this week?
The up.
The up.
Now, what does this mean?
That there were a few very serious news stories, and there was one that was more heartwarming, happy, mm-hmm. less, you know, spit on your neck, kick you in the teeth, sad.
Right.
What's the up?
Yeah. And 60 Minutes, for those who may not be familiar, because I don't believe it's the case in the current generation, really, but, you know, we're a couple of Gen Xers, raised by people older than ourselves, as many are. And, yeah, 60 Minutes was the thing. That was the one with teeth. They were the ones saying that cigarettes were bad for you back when, people didn't commonly accept that.
And then the
financial monoliths that sold cigarettes were fighting tooth and nail to have this information not disseminated. But CBS was the ones that were the ones that were there. 60 Minutes was the place.
Right. But 60 Minutes had that story with Jeffrey Wigand, I'm not sure how it's pronounced, mm-hmm. and they spiked it for a little while.
Right.
And then there was this massive backlash, mm-hmm. Reputational issues.
Right.
A movie.
Mm-hmm.
And they got back from it. It took some time, but they got there. What's going to happen now?
Yeah, until now. So, and in this era, in this media environment in which we find ourselves, where it's so easy to fake anything now, and it's so difficult to find sources that you can trust to be objective, to be truthful, to put out the stuff that's important to put out without clogging it up with bullcrap. It is all the more vital that we have something, that we have these media outlets that we could trust, that we could depend on. And it's harder and harder to find anything like that. And I'm going to use that point to seg into the fact that WBAI's fundraiser is ongoing, our end of the year fundraiser. And it is so vital to the future of this station that if you are able to throw a little something in to help us keep doing what we do here on independent community-sponsored radio at WBAI, now is the time to go to buddy.wbai.org or call 833-WBAI-NYC. That's 833-922-4692. And throw in, if you can throw in a little bit, if you could throw in a one-time donation, if you could throw in a recurring donation, And do what you can to keep us doing what we do on this station and on this program and on this Pacifica network. Because, yeah, we say this sort of thing a lot, but that's because it's true. The outlets like WBAI, the outlets that are community based, that are your neighbors talking to you, that are not bound by relationships with commercial entities, and that are not known for spiking things because the government wouldn't like it. This is an activist radio station. It was started by hippies. It is still a very activism centered force in the media landscape, and it has been for 65 years now. So buddy.wbai.org, 833-922-4692, and keep us going with what you can.
Exactly. One thing I have said a lot over the last few years is the more you give us, the less we have to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
And do want to plug the Buddy program a little bit. The best thing any nonprofit can have is a really dependable set of monthly income.
Mm-hmm.
And the more people who sign up as buddies, and if you pledge $10 a month, that will give us $120 a year. That will make you a voting member of WBAI, which is mm-hmm. also a very important thing that you can do once your second month goes in. Third. Once you have given more than $25, you're a voting member of BAI.
Mm-hmm.
But again, the more you give, the less we have to ask. And that's good for us because we can talk more about news and all kinds of fun things. You may notice we haven't done as many fun drives in the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
We're shifting some of the models. We appreciate it. I hope everyone else does too. We've been preempted a lot less than we had been, which is great.
Yes.
And your support is what keeps us on the air.
Absolutely. Buddy.wbai.org.
And don't forget to tell them that you're becoming a buddy in our name.
Yes. Tell them that you're that Off the Hook sent you, because they will ask what your favorite show is. And that helps us show the station and the management that, our listeners will be there for us. Our listeners can throw in their support. Of course, the media landscape is a real pile right now, and we are going to continue to do our best for as long as we are able to sift through some of it. Okay, so another interesting thing going around is Spotify. Spotify is a music service. It's a music streaming service. It is known for paying the artists behind its music a pittance, while making tons of money off of their listeners. And they have been hacked. They appear to have been hacked and scraped by people who downloaded tons of their audio files and their metadata. And apparently the
music files, not podcasts.
Yeah, correct. And apparently the folks who did that are preparing to release them online, according to this story from The Guardian. Platform with 700 million users says it's investigating after Anna's Archive, which is a site that posts things, claims to have scraped tracks and metadata. Observer said the apparent leak could boost AI companies looking for material to develop their technology, because it all comes back to AI now, doesn't it?
Well, that is my question. You know, the organization that did this
mm-hmm.
is saying, they describe its mission as preserving humanity's knowledge and culture.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. cool.
We know of quite a few organizations who do that sort of thing.
We certainly do. But.
Mm-hmm.
Are our friends at the Internet Archive keeping things so that they can then get scraped by LLMs? Are they helping AI produce things in the style of what they have scraped?
I don't know about that, but these numbers are pretty interesting. Anna's Archive said it had scraped 86 million music files from Spotify and 256 million rows of metadata such as artist and album names. Spotify, which hosts more than 100 million tracks, confirmed that the leak did not represent its entire inventory.
Wait, going back for a second, though.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
When digital music first started becoming a thing.
Oh, yes. And Napster bad.
Not even what I was going to say.
All right.
I remember when I got my first MP3 player.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't an iPod.
No.
It was a big boxy MP3 player by some company I do not even remember anymore.
All right.
And I sat there with my CD collection,
mm-hmm.
and I ripped a bunch of stuff to put it up.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to track down the metadata for every single track.
Uh-huh.
And type a bunch of stuff in manually.
Oh, yes.
And type. So, I mean, kudos to these people for getting the tracks and the metadata. You've made everyone's life a lot easier.
Certainly. And it's, I think the main thing on this is it's hard to feel bad for Spotify because, as said, I mean, I've seen musicians, professional musicians, post at the end of the year their revenue from Spotify for the year. And you can have millions upon millions of listeners and as a band get back a check for something like $50 because you get fractions of a cent for each play. And I can only hope that this continues to show people the value of maybe using other means to listen to their music, like, say, buying it directly from the artists. Things like Bandcamp are great for digital folks. There are other digital services out there that artists can put their own stuff on and, you know, make reasonable amounts of money for when they sell them. Or you could still buy CDs. I love CDs.
I mean, we are digital media first. Let me try that again. We are physical media first people.
In this household, yes.
In this household.
Yes, we still have we have our CD collection, which takes up a large amount of space under our main sort of shelf.
And we have, you know, my gigantic CD wallet.
Mm-hmm.
We have functionally a floor-to-ceiling
yes.
shelf of DVDs and Blu-rays.
Yeah. And many, many bookshelves in what is a small studio apartment in the heart of Queens, New York City. So, yeah, we live here, and so does our hard media collection.
Because that means we own it.
It does. It means we own it, and it also means that for every one of these that exists, the people who made them maybe got a little more than a fraction of a cent.
Exactly. But also, no one is going to say, you don't have access to this anymore.
Absolutely. No company can shut down or change its terms of service or change the content. We've seen cases of digital books being changed after the fact, after they've been published or even made, you know, pulled from shelves after they've been published. There was the very, in retrospect, funny, but also not funny case of an edition of George Orwell's 1984 being pulled from Amazon, which if you're familiar with what the book is about, that's extra fun.
Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I, you know, have been watching older things that we have in our library.
Mm-hmm.
I've been home a lot recently.
Yes.
And talking about the U2 album.
Oh, yes.
That just appeared in everyone's Apple Music library whenever mm-hmm. that was. And the hoops you had to jump through to not have that anymore. I like the fact that if you purchase something, we have it. And we're not, you know, getting handed things or getting things taken away from us.
Mm-hmm.
And I recognize that it's a weird position to take in the year 2025. That
yeah.
I support physical media. And not because I am a pretentious human being who, like, loves vinyl, man. Sorry about that.
No, but, you know, another important fact of the CD collection we have is all our CDs are there, but they've also been ripped. And we have a shared file server here in our place, which has all of that stuff as FLAC files. We can take those. We can play them on our computers. We can play them on our phones. We can play them on whatever the heck we want.
We can load up a whole grip of stuff to listen to if we go on a road trip.
We can, and we have. And you know, this is stuff that's that we can decide what we do with it. You could even take things that that we have and, you know, rip the audio from them and use it for other audio purposes. You mentioned Rob Reiner. Last week we closed the show with a song from Spinal Tap in his honor, and you know, that's an album that I have. So yeah, the ability to do this sort of thing is important. Vinyl, I can't say that I understand so much, just because I remember growing up with vinyl records as the format of the day. I remember that being how you listened to music at home. And I really found it clunky and also annoying, and the records always got skips and they got scratches, and I was happy to move on to CDs, and I kind of stayed there because it's digital data. It's always the same. You can shift it from one format to another and it doesn't degrade. It doesn't destroy itself every time you play it a little. I do respect the folks who are passionate about vinyl and their willingness to not only collect the things that they love, but track down new and weird stuff, because that is something that's not so easy to do nowadays in the digital streaming era. Is you don't really find new stuff to get pointed toward. You can't dig through a crate of digital. You can't dig through a crate of streams and find something that looks interesting because of its huge weird cover art, and all of a sudden have a new band to follow.
No, that's very true. And even as we've kind of moved away from the mix concept that, you know, early Pandora, early Spotify, mm-hmm. you know, I would put in a song and then it would say, hey, we think you will like this. Mm-hmm. And this is actually very funny.
All right.
Early Spotify. This was 12 years ago, maybe more. And I was listening to Spotify, and it suggested to me a song from a band I'd never heard of before. Mm-hmm. But the song was called Gila. So I figured I'd check it out.
Was it a good song?
It is a good song. I like it quite a lot, actually. It's by a band called Beach House, who I'd never heard of before.
Interesting.
Hey, we live in Queens.
We do. We live right by both big airports around here. So, yeah, anyone who's listened to our broadcasts knows that planes like us. Anyway, so... Gila.
Yes, Rob.
The song Gila.
Oh, yes. Yes. Yeah, the song Gila. And it said, okay, these, you know, based on certain characteristics of things you listen to, we think you might enjoy this. Mm-hmm. They were right. It was always very weird how, you know, Pandora or Spotify could, like, get into your brain and figure out why you liked what you liked. And give you more things it thought you would like based on melodic patterns and chord sequences.
You know what else does that sort of thing?
People.
Like, you could listen to a radio station that plays music you like. You could listen to a DJ that you enjoy, or a themed music show that has a genre that you dig, and see what they've got for you, because there is a living, breathing human who knows about this stuff, shuffling through stuff and trying to find stuff that you might like.
Hey, Rob.
Yes.
How many of those exist anymore?
Not so many. I mean, radio stations, music radio stations, are by and large robots these days, at least in the commercial band, at least on FM. Oh, except for us.
Except for us.
Here at 99.5 WBAI. On the FM dial, in the heart of things.
Smack in the middle of the FM dial.
Yeah, we don't just talk and blather over here. We play music, we talk about news, we do all sorts of interesting things that are still being done with the radio format. Go to buddy.wbai.org to keep that happening.
And the carts you hear between shows, those mm-hmm. are real people.
They are. Humans recorded those things.
Humans we know, by and large.
And humans are pointing, you know, they're not swapping around physical cartridges so much anymore, but they are pointing and clicking and lining those up in a way that will hopefully please the listenership. So, yeah, I am so happy, and I don't say this on the show enough, but I am so happy and proud to be part of this station, to be part of this program. And it is just such a joy in my life. And... it is a thing that I am so glad that I get to do, that I'm glad you get to do it with me. I'm glad our colleagues who are not on the air with us now, but who still, you know, who will be back, get to do it with us. This is just such a precious resource, and it is insane that it exists, and it's the kind of insanity we need more of in the world.
Absolutely. Do we have time for anything more? Are we...
We have a little bit of time to just quickly mention the first national website dedicated to documenting ICE license plates is here. This is a story from LATaco.com, which is a locally produced news source from LA, talking about how much we like that sort of thing. When a federal raid happens or when a vehicle is suspected of belonging to federal immigration agents, community members observe each of the vehicles and make note of their license plates. This tactic began in California during the beginning of the federal immigration siege on Los Angeles before spreading nationwide. Everyday citizens are forming groups and using this information to protect their communities. One of the places this is being wrangled is stopice.net. That's STOPICE.net. We've also got some Instagram handles if you use that particular service. At Moral Resistance, at Harbor Area Peace Patrols, at PDX_Pali_Boost, and Music City Migra Watch. That's Music City MIGRAWATCH. Those are all handles on Instagram where this sort of info is being wrangled. And we've spoken about public use of things like license plate scanners and databases, and wondering about the value of that, or if the information can be misused by the agencies collecting it. But it has now been turned back around and used to keep an eye on the authorities, to watch the watchers. So very interesting stuff going on there at stopice.net. Well... This has been quite an evening.
It certainly has.
An interesting show, and we will be back next week for our New Year's Eve special. And send us some email. Talk to us, oth@2600.com. You can find us on Mastodon, off the hook at masto.hackers.town. And I'm going to wish all of you who celebrate a very Merry Christmas. Wish all of you who don't celebrate that particular festival to have a very good time, regardless. For Off the Hook, for Gila, for me, for Alex, for Emmanuel and Kyle, still away on assignment, have a very good evening.
It's real good seeing y'all here. Due to the shortage of time, we'll get right down to work.
I just don't understand it.
What is it you want?
I don't know.
What is it you want?
That's the problem.
Good grief.
All right.
That's it, Charlie Brown.
What kind of Christmas music is that?
Listen, all of you. This is the music.
Hey, you don't get it at all. You know.
Okay.
Hey, you know, Santa Claus. Hey, Santa Claus and ho, ho, ho.
Guess what?
What?
Disaster time.
All right.
It's all wrong.
You do that so well.
What's going on here?
That's it, Charlie Brown.
All right. Take it from the top again.
Here we go.
Yeah, do something right for a change, Charlie Brown. Brown.
Well, I guess we better concentrate.
Yeah.
So you play on one team, see? What do you think about that?
That.
It was beautiful.
Lunch break.
Lunch break.
break, it's fun.
Break,
break,
don't worry. It's fun.
Don't you think it's great?
Everything I touch gets ruined. Everything I do turns into a disaster.
You drive me crazy.
All right, there's no time for foolishness.
What do you want?
The proper move.
You got it.
We're back.
I never get what I really want.
What do you want?
Just 10 money.
How about 10 and 20?
10 and 20?
All I want is what I have coming to me. All I want is my fair share.
All right, let's have a quiet.
Merry Christmas, Charlie Brown!
That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown.
Thank you.
Haus. Dann blieb ich für immer da und ging nie mehr raus. Mir wär alles egal, denn ich hätte dich. Doch du sagst, dass du mich nicht liebst. Mich nicht liebst. Ach, wär ich nur ein Kater, klein und zuckersüß, dann wärst du sofort, sofort in mich verliebt. Doch leider bin ich's nicht, ich bin nur irgendwie ich. Und das willst du leider nicht, willst du leider nicht.
Velkommen til Det Vibrerende Øre. Mit navn er Jonas Thorstensen, og til højre for mig sidder Mille Helt Hårder, dette programs andet vært. Og til venstre for mig sidder vores gæst i dag, Lærke Lundsgaard Eriksen, som vi har med fordi at Lærke ved en hel masse om kormusik, vokalmusik, kormusik, opera. En masse ting, som det her program slet ikke har beskæftiget sig nok med. Så det er jo virkelig nice, at du havde lyst til at være med. Så i det her program skal vi høre ja, en masse forskellige vokalmusik. Og dog starter vi ud med noget fredsomlig, mudret, ambient, for sådan at komme stille og roligt i gang. Velkommen til. Yes, her hørte vi et stykke musik med en artist, der hedder, tror jeg, Willamette, som jeg egentlig bare faldt lidt tilfældigt over den anden dag, og synes, det lød umådeligt sødt og radiointro-agtigt. Og så tænkte jeg, det var et nice sted at starte.
Med det flotte titel, Measuring Heartbreak.
Nå, ja. Det er ret kært. Det er en ret sød plade. Jeg gik og hørte den på gaden, og havde det sådan ret, sådan følte mig meget sådan fredfyldt, sådan forankret i min krop, og det her virkelig rare musik. Og så gik jeg bare ind i en pæl mega hårdt, og det gjorde bare utrolig ondt. Og det var sådan et virkelig ubehageligt sådan stemningsskift på en eller anden måde.
Oh, ja.
Det er sådan lidt dumt, det der med at være blind, og så gå på gaden og høre musik. Eller sådan, det er lidt fejligt, faktisk. Man skal overveje at lade være. Ja, vi har som sagt Lærke med i dag, som, som skal vi præsentere en masse, masse forskellige queer-musik. Har du lyst til at fortælle om det første, vi skal høre her?
Ja, vi snakkede om, at vi skulle gå kronologisk til værks. Og så prøvede jeg bare at tænke på det ældste, jeg kendte. Og det var Hildegard von Bingen.
Legenden.
Ja, så havde vi også en god snak om, hvor nice hun var. Fordi hun bare, altså, hun kunne jo nærmest alt. Hun var også mystiker og lidt, jeg tror også, hun var ret meget chef på et kloster og sådan.
Jeg havde lidt sin egen kirke.
Ja.
En af middelalderens mest magtfulde kvinder også.
Så. Ja, ja.
Jeg skrev musik, ikke? Og sådan. Og det er jo fra, altså hun er født i, hvad var det, for nede i 1098.
Ja. Og det er jo bare fedt, man stadig hører det. Mm. Altså, jeg tror egentlig, hun er ret populær.
Ja.
Stadig.
Ja.
Ja.
Det er langtidsholdbar hype, ellers.
Ja. Der var også, det er jo virkelig en trend, det der med at høre kvindelige komponister for tiden.
Mm.
Altså, trend er sådan lidt negativt lavet. Det er rigtig fedt. Og godt. Og det er sikkert også godt for hende.
Ja.
Ja. Men jeg havde egentlig tænkt, at vi bare skulle høre det, som var, hendes sådan nummer et på Spotify.
Ja.
Fordi det hele er godt. Altså man kan ikke ligesom gå ind og finde noget, hun har lavet, og så er man sådan... Altså det hele det er bare meget højt niveau altid, synes jeg.
Hmm.
Men den, der ligger nummer et, som mest populær, den hedder Spiritus Sanctus Vivificans.
Okay, yeah. Nice. Det var et virkelig, virkelig flot stykke også. Mm. Altså, ja.
Virkelig sødt.
Ja, eller sådan de, ligesom, de niceste sådan, indspilninger i klassisk musik, om der er sådan noget bestemt, man ligesom skal
på fortolkning.
Ja,
og ja, så altså, kunne være i nogle andre ting, eller sådan i det på en eller anden måde. Ja. Det giver vildt god mening. Mm.
Ja.
Skal vi høre noget mere musik, måske?
Ja, lad os gøre det.
Ja.
Thank you.
Ja, skal vi bevæge os lidt videre? Ja, måske.
Ja. Ja, altså jeg tænker egentlig, at nu var vi kommet til,
ja.
Selvom han er lidt en flødebolle. Og det vi skal høre nu, det
masse unge komponister, som sådan netop har sådan et ret sådan skønhedssøgende.
so revealing. I love only you, so won't you be true?
And may